He has not changed his mind on what he has called you to do. You've laid down because you have come up with excuses. You laid down and you said this is taking a long time. You've laid down and you said it's not working anyway. You've laid down and you said these people made fun of me. You've laid down and you've had a myriad of reasons, and God said, I did not change my mind. Get up and do what I'm calling you to do. Get up. So you've had this idea in your heart, in your mind for a long time. You've journaled about it. You've written it down. You've talked to others about it. I mean, it has been on your to-do list, on your heart, in your mind for a long time. And you've been meaning to get to it, but you just have never gotten around to it. Something has always stopped you. Something has always gotten in your way. There's always been one reason or another, one issue or another. If you've been honest with yourself, you've been procrastinating. You've been procrastinating because you're afraid of, what are people going to think of me? This feels stupid. This feels like, what if this doesn't work? What if it fails? What if it's a really dumb idea? What if I put down all of this resources, time, money, energy, and it doesn't work? What if people laugh at me? I don't know what I'm doing. Why would I do something like that? But even with all these thoughts, you literally cannot let go of the idea. Even when you don't want to talk about it, you find yourself talking about it. You find yourself, I mean, even to the point that everybody is like rolling their eyes at you and saying, okay, all right, girl, okay. Because you said it and said it and said it and not done anything about it. I got to talk to you today, because today this is your wake up call. It's time to get on it. It's time to get up. It's time to get on it. You've been sitting on it way too long. You've been sitting on it, dwelling on it. No more. Get up now. It's time to get up. It's time to get to it. Right now. Hello, if you are new here, first of all, my name is Amem Joy Emma, and welcome to the Take a Shot podcast with Amem Joy Emma. Again, my name is Amem Joy Emma, and I am the host of this platform, and I'm so excited to talk to you about this today. I'm excited because I don't know, I just really know and believe that this is for you today. I was sitting around and I was praying and I was like, what should this next episode be? So typically on the episodes, I've been doing this podcast for a number of years, and every time that I go to record an episode, I try to make a habit of praying and asking God, what would you have me to tell people? What would you have me to say? What would you have this episode be about? And I had been like praying on it for like a week, and I had all these ideas and all these things, but I'm like, God, what do you want me to say? And this came so clearly to me that I just know that I have to get this out. And that is, get up, get up, get up, get up. You've been sleeping. And I don't mean that in the physical sense. I mean in the spiritual sense. You have been sleeping for a long time, and God has need of you right now. The gifts and the talents and the idea that He has put inside of you, He needs that right now. No more waiting. No more waiting on excuses. No more allowing fear to dictate you. No more. Get up. It is time for you to get up. You've been sleeping long enough. There's a scripture that we all know and love, but right now, particularly right now, I genuinely know and believe that this is for you right now. And this scripture is Isaiah 60, verse 1. And it says, "Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance." And I believe that God is speaking that over you and has been saying that over you for a long time. But you have been tormented with this fear of what people are going to think, fear of how things are going to go. All these different fears have come and tried to shut down what God has called you to do. But now it's time to get up. Now it's time to get up from that depressed state. Now it's time to get up and go about doing what God has called you to do. Now, I completely understand God calling you to do something and it feeling out of your comfort zone. It feeling like, what, me? You must find somebody else to do it. Get somebody else to do it type thing. Because it just feels like, what? Out of the, why me? And it feels scary. And it feels, I mean, I completely understand. And you are not alone in that. But here's the thing. And here's the issue. God has not changed his mind about you. He still has given you this assignment. And he's still calling you to do it. And he has not changed his mind. So in the Bible, there is this, if you are familiar, the story of Jonah, where God tells him to do something, to go speak to a people, and Jonah does not want to because, you know, he didn't like the people, whatever his reason was. And God did not change his mind about him. God said, "No, I called you to do it." And so because he didn't, Jonah found himself in the belly of a whale because God did not change his mind about Jonah doing the thing. And Jonah goes through this ordeal and eventually he ends up doing what God has called him to do. God has not changed his mind about you. He has not changed his mind on what he has called you to do. You've laid down because you have come up with excuses. You've laid down and you said, this is taking a long time. You've laid down and you said, it's not working anyway. You've laid down and you said, these people made fun of me. You've laid down and you've had a myriad of reasons. And God said, I did not change my mind. Get up and do what I'm calling you to do. Get up. So here's the thing about feeling fear and doing a thing anyway. I know a lot of times a lot of people say, you know, the Bible says, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And it absolutely does say that. And God absolutely does say, don't be afraid. But the truth of the matter is, even when he says that, fear can be hard to shake off sometimes. And so sometimes you have to choose to do a thing out of obedience. You have to choose to do a thing because God said to do it by faith. You have to know that whatever God is telling you to do, because God is telling you to do it, it is advancing the kingdom of God. It is bringing light into the world. And you know what the enemy hates? He hates the fact that you are bringing light into the world, that God is using you as a vessel. And so what he's going to do is to stop you at every chance that he possibly can. But here's the thing about a good soldier. Every soldier will tell you, when we are given our mission, we do not stop. It does not stop until the mission is accomplished, no matter what. So you have got to take on this mindset that God said it, it has to come to pass. Now understand that you are not doing this by yourself. You are not doing this on your own. The Spirit of God lives inside of you. You are not alone. You have never been alone. God is with you. His strength, his courage, he is with you. You do not have to do it by yourself. So if it's regards to the feeling of being afraid, okay, get up and by faith do it. With all the feelings, do it. And here's the important thing. Stand on the word of God while you're doing it. The Bible in Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." God's word is alive and it is active. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. God's word is alive and it is powerful. So when you need courage, stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 28:1-2, it says, "The wicked flee when no one pursues them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." So make the word of God your affirmation. I know that scripture right there is definitely one of my affirmations. When I feel afraid, when God tells me to do a thing or when I have to do a thing and I am scared to do it, I stand on the word of God. And that is absolutely one of the scriptures I stand on. I'll say to myself, "The righteous are as bold as a lion." So I, Joy Emma, am as bold as a lion. And I will say that even when I don't feel it, I will say it. And as I say it, I have seen God change my life and continue to. You don't have to accept fear. Number one, understand that God is patient. So God is not looking at you and condemning you and looking at you in disgust. Mm-mm. He is going to help you because that's how good he is. I know my personal story. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, then you've probably heard me share this story. But if you haven't, when God told me to start this podcast years ago, over about 6 years ago, God told me to start this podcast and I had no desire to want to start one. I enjoyed them. I thought they were cool, but I didn't have any plans to sit down and actually start a podcast. Like, it was not a plan of mine to do this. But God had given me a clear vision to start this podcast. So I started it. And I remember my very first episode when I started it, I was terrified. I was scared out of my mind. I remember laying in my sister's bedroom at the time, because I lived with my sister at the time, and I posted my first episode and I crawled into a ball because I was so terrified of what people were going to think of me when I put this episode out. I was so terrified. But I knew I had gotten enough confirmation and I knew that God was calling me to do this. And so I just kept doing it. And I did all just audio for a long time. And so part of being able to consistently do it over the years was standing on the word of God and just doing it. Even when I didn't want to, when I was afraid and when I was mocked and all of that, is just doing it anyway because God had told me to. And the more I did it, the more I stood on God's word, the easier it got for me to create these episodes. And that was just the audio. Now, I remember I did a survey some years back, and I was trying to improve and just kind of see, you know, with the audience I had, I was trying to see, hey, what do you enjoy? What more do you want from you know, this platform? Just kind of get a gauge of my audience. So I asked a bunch of questions, and I remember somebody had said, you should do video. And I saw that. I didn't know who the person was. So, because it was an anonymous survey. And so I was like, no, I saw the comment. I was like, ignore, I'm never going to do video. And I said, I was never going to do video because I was like, I have to show up on video. I don't want to speak in front of people. I'm afraid, again, that fear of what are people going to think of me? You know, I had just conquered just the audio part of just getting up and recording my voice and putting my voice out there. Now there was this request to do video. I was like, oh, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. And, you know, so I didn't want to do it. And it's so crazy because God will use everything and anything. And I remember because I'm an educator during the COVID-19 pandemic, in 2020, every educator pretty much had to go online to teach. And so I had to get over myself super quick, like, oh, I don't have makeup on today, or oh, whatever reason I had to get over myself. Because if I didn't get up on this camera and record myself and then save those recordings for people to watch later, I would not have a job. So God used that to help me get over myself and to just record and to do it consistently. And so I did. And that helped me. And in turn, that helped me transition over to what is, you know, the YouTube platform now. And so now I have the audio and the video part of this podcast. But I would have never been able to do it if I did not do it afraid. Everybody has to start somewhere. So start afraid, whatever. Just start. Let the word of God be your anchor. And that's what God wants anyway, right? So that you don't boast and say, oh, I did this in my strength. I had all the gifts and talents. No, you'll be able to say, oh, whatever you see in me, because I can say that now, whatever you see, it's because God did it. I did not. This idea wasn't even mine in the first place. Doing the audio piece was difficult to do. I overcame and I was able to do that. The video part was difficult to do. To, you know, by God's grace, overcame, and I did that. But again, I can completely say it was God's doing, because I did not. You know, I was scared. And so fear cannot be your reason. Understand that God is patient with us and God is kind. And in areas where you are weak, that's where God wants to come in and be your strength. You know, and so invite him into those areas, whatever you're afraid of, invite him into those areas and have him help you and build you up in those areas. And again, I cannot stress enough, the word of God is a powerful source of strength. Stand on that word, because you've got to renew your mind to believe who God says that you are. There's a person in the Bible, Gideon, who God was calling to do something. And the first thing the angel of God says to Gideon when he sees Gideon is, mighty hero, God is with you. Now, Gideon complains to God and says, if God is with us, then why is all this stuff happening? And then the angel of God says, well, I've called you. I'm calling you to go do something about it. And Gideon responds, but I am the weakest of my clan. Like, I'm the weakest. I'm not the one to do that. Mind you, this angel of God had just said, mighty hero, mighty, mighty man of God. That is how God saw him. But Gideon did not see himself that way. But did God change his mind about Gideon? Absolutely not. And even then, Gideon, and if you want to, like, you know, read that, this is in Judges 6. Gideon asked God for many signs, and God was patient and answered all of those signs that Gideon was asking for. And even then, God had asked Gideon, he gave Gideon certain assignments, and Gideon was terrified to do those things. And instead, Gideon chose to do them at night instead of the day because he was afraid of what the members of his household was going to think of him. God was patient, still used him anyway. So what am I saying? I'm saying God is with you. I'm saying God is patient. I'm saying God has not changed his mind about you. I'm saying God will go before you. I'm saying God will strengthen you, but you got to get up and you got to get to work. The time is now. Get to work. Get up. Get up. You've been laying down long enough. You've made up enough excuses, and the time is now. Get up. I generally hope this has been a blessing to you. Like I said, I generally believe that this is something that God is speaking right now. And so I hope that wherever you are, that this has blessed you and it's spoken to you right where you are. Thank you so much for listening. I love and I appreciate you. If you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you subscribe and then leave a review. When you do that, it just lets others become aware of the platform. If you're watching this episode and it has blessed you, then I invite you to stay and watch some other episodes. Again, thank you for listening. I love you. I appreciate you. And I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye.